Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 26th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 15 in the second part of this chapter that is about freeing servants. This is a chapter that reminds the people of Israel when they enter the Promised Land how they should behave. If any of you people, Hebrew men or women, sell themselves to you and serve you 6 years, in the seventh year you must let them go free. And when you release them, do not send them away empty-handed. Supply them liberally from your flock, your threshing floor, and your winepress. Give to them as the Lord your God has blessed you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I give you this command today. But if your servant says to you, I do not want to leave you, because he loves you and your family, and is well off with you, then take an awl and push it through his earlobe into the door, and he will become your servant for life. Do the same for your female servant. Do not consider it a hardship to set your servant free, because their service to you these 6 years has been worth twice as much as that of a hired hand. And the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. Then the section says, the firstborn animals. Set apart for the Lord your God every firstborn male of your herds and flocks. Do not put the firstborn of your cows to work, and do not shear the firstborn of your sheep. Each year you and your family are to eat them in the presence of the Lord your God at the place he will choose. If an animal has a defect, is lame or blind, or has any serious flaw, you must not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You are to eat it in your own towns. Both the ceremonially unclean and the clean may eat it, as if it were gazelle or deer. But you must not eat the blood. Pour it out on the ground like water. Before we move on to the psalm, I want to go back to verse 15, which says this, remember that you were slaves in Egypt and that the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I give you this command today. You know, I think it's so important for us to remember all the many blessings and graces that the Lord has given us. And when we understand the depth of God's grace for us, only then can we truly be gracious to others. This passage reminds us that if we are in charge of others, if we have employees, that we should treat them with respect and with economic fairness. Remembering that God is ultimately the one who has provided us with the ability to employ others. Our psalm for today is Psalm 60, and it begins with a lament, almost as though God has forsaken and rejected his people. And then in verse 5, there is a request, save us and help us. And in the end, there's the reminder, as many laments end, that God is the one that will help us. He ultimately reigns, and he is the one that will give the victory. For the director of music, to the tune of the Lily of the Covenant, a miktam of David, for teaching, when he fought Aram Naharam and Aram Zabah, and when Joab returned and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. On Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God? You who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and He will trample down our enemies. Now let's turn over to Colossians chapter 3. We'll start in verse 18, and we'll go through chapter 4 and verse 1. The title in my Bible says, Instructions for Christian Households. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together, Colossians chapter 4, verse 1, and the reading from Deuteronomy both hit on the same note. And it's the idea of if we are employing people, or as it states in Colossians 4, if you are a master, or as it says in Deuteronomy, if you have a fellow Hebrew that has agreed to work for you, that you have to treat them with fairness and equity and ultimately with respect. And in Colossians 3, it reminds us as employees or as those who are under other people that whatever we do, we should work at it with all of our heart. And our mind should be focused on serving the Lord and not currying the favor of other people. I don't know about you, but it's difficult for me. I want to be a people pleaser. But oftentimes, God is calling us away from trying to influence people. And He wants us to make sure that our hearts are turned towards Him. Verse 25 was something to think about as well. It talks about anybody that does wrong will be repaid for their wrong, for there is no favoritism. And I thought, you know, this is kind of a negative verse, but if we spin it positively, we are reminded that God shows no favoritism. We as employers shouldn't show favoritism. We as workers shouldn't show favoritism. We as parents should not show favoritism. We see all throughout the Bible the strife that this can cause. Think about Jacob and Esau and the enmity that was there. Think about Joseph and his brothers. And because Joseph was the favored son, the enmity that happened there between the brothers. Nobody turned on the parent. It was the brothers that had issues. And so favoritism in our families is disallowed. And when we all stand before the Lord, He won't have favorites. He will see us all as children and as beloved. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your words all throughout Scripture. They are so rich. We are so grateful that we can have a relationship with you. I pray for my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today, that they might sense your nearness, Lord, help them to believe the promises of Scripture, that the victory is gained with you, and that as we do our work, we can do it for you and not for others, because you don't show favoritism, Lord. You're not looking for us to try to curry favor with you. You love us. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be the kind of people who respect others and are kind, compassionate, and slow to anger like you. Lord, for those in our midst who need a touch, a healing touch from you, we pray for your grace. We pray for your miracles and mercies. For those who are far from us and we wish they were closer, Lord, would you help us to have spiritual union with them today? Would you help us to have a special touch via text or call? And Lord, for those of us who worry, help us to put it away and to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. Help us in all our ways to acknowledge you, because you will, your word says, direct our paths. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.